Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The United States' battle with the opioid crisis continues. More than 100 people still die of an opioid overdose every day in this country. But new research and reporting says there's an important piece of the puzzle that addiction experts and policymakers have overlooked: gender differences in opioid use and addiction. Erin Shoemaker is a senior enterprise reporter at HuffPost covering the opioid crisis.
So more women are being prescribed opioids in a medical setting, and that's a little different than men. Men are also prescribed opioids in a medical setting, but for women, it's very common for that to be the entry point for addiction. And then once they have opioid addiction, we don't have very good women-specific mechanisms for treating them. A lot of our treatment mechanisms have been designed for men and men's needs.
Just out of curiosity, was there any demographic breakdown of the types of women that were studied for this report?
So this was more of a summation of different pieces of literature that these two Yale researchers had gone through, and they are both part of a center at Yale that specifically looks at disparities in women's health. So they have, you know, over sort of all sorts of different avenues of medicine, looked at ways in which women are overlooked. But no, it wasn't specifically broken out by age or race or different demographics like that.
So let's talk about how different genders react to pain and to opioids. Are there differences in our biological makeup in terms of how we men and women react to this drug?
So there's some evidence that women are more susceptible to pain stimuli to begin with, but they're also more likely to have touch points with the medical system. So because women are involved a lot of times with childcare and child rearing, like that's a situation in which you're having touch points with the medical community. And every time you have a touch point, you're more likely to have medical interventions, which can be a good thing, but also means that you are more likely to get prescriptions. And in this case, that could mean prescription opioids. Women are also more likely to be chronic pain patients than men are. So, you know, headaches, backaches, things like that, which are also conditions that opioids are not particularly effective for. Despite that, there's this sort of secondary problem, which is that a lot of women feel that their pain is not being addressed. So not only are we overprescribing women opioids for conditions that opioids are not really an effective treatment for, but on the flip side, that pain is still there. These women are not even getting sufficient, they feel, medical attention paid to the conditions that they have.
Now, what happens to women who are trying to fight an addiction? Are they treated the same as men who are fighting opioid addiction?
Historically, the treatments that we have for addiction have been more set up for men's needs. Women traditionally tend to be, at least culturally speaking, you know, caregivers in our society. And so for women, childcare is a huge, huge piece of the puzzle. If you have a woman who's trying to seek consistent addiction treatment, and maybe that for her means going daily to a methadone clinic, if there's not some sort of avenue and support for her to get care for her kids while she goes every single day to get that treatment, it's going to be impossible for her to adhere to it.
What's the impact, or what could the long-term impact be if this isn't addressed accurately?
I think the danger is insufficient treatment of women when it comes to opioid addiction. I think insufficient recognition of places in which we could stop women from becoming addicted in the first place. And given that women are, you know, 50% of the population, that's a large cohort of people that we are sort of ignoring and undertreating.
Erin Shoemaker is a senior enterprise reporter at HuffPost covering the opioid crisis. Erin, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And check out our series on women's health from earlier this year, where we explore other ways our healthcare system treats and sometimes fails women patients. That's all at thetakeaway.org/womenspain.